the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
And there, in groovy surroundings, we're going to psych them all out on LSD, babies.
Hi everybody, I'm Phil Gray, this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, and the regular listeners among you will know that from time to time we like to dip our toes into psychedelia. So for this episode 423, we are looking at some obscure 60s psych from around the world, getting it underway with a band out of Sweden from Stockholm, formed 1967, out of the dissolution of the band called the T-Boons. They are called the Baby Grandmothers, experimental power trio, who toured alongside Jimi Hendrix when he went to Sweden in 1968. Later, they turned into the Mickey Mark Men, Sweden's first rock band to tour the States. So the Baby Grandmothers, Raw Diamond, getting this episode underway.
Our nation is witnessing a merciless campaign to indoctrinate our children.
The Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast. Here's a band that formed in 1965 in Los Altos, California. Went through several lineups. They get included in the 60s garage episodes, but also psychedelic episodes. They very successfully bridged that transition. They are the Chocolate Watch Band. This is In the Past.
Love. world of LSD, you will embark on the most jolting journey of your life. On your trip, you will face a lovely sort of death as you experience the ecstasies.
Feel the warmth, the texture of excitement as it grows.
The agonies.
No, the aching pain of an old love's final dying. The frustration of a new love's insatiable demanding.
And the orgies with the psychedelic revolutionaries who turn on and go out of their skulls.
The wildest of pleasures possess you. Fingers of fear mercilessly rake you.
When you see the trip, you will actually touch the scream as it crawls up the wall. Don't miss Roger Corman's The Trip, starring Peter Fonda, more shocking than Blues and the Wild Angels, and Susan Strasberg. Also starring Bruce Dern, Dennis Hopper, and Solly Soxe. The Trip from American International in psychedelic color will blow your mind.
Of an incapacitating drug under field conditions, a simple exercise was devised. The troops were given the same quantity of water to drink before each day's exercise. Unknown to the troops, the drug was added to the water on the second day, and they immediately imbibed, arriving at the exercise area 10 minutes later. At 11:40, the first effects of the drug make their appearance. The men no longer take cover. They relax and begin to giggle.
Listen, all you girlies, even though I haven't met you, gonna catch you soon in my butterfly net. You better watch out. Sometime when I watch you, I stretch out my hand to touch you, cause it drives me wild to see you flutter by, you butterfly. I will squeeze you dead, living through your head. I just want your love.
A set of three relatively well-known bands out of the 60s. Chocolate Watch Band, top of the set with In the Past. Then The Pretty Things from their SF Sorrow album, one of the very, very first concept albums. It tells the story of private sorrow from life to death, and that track, in fact, called Death. And wrapping the set, the Pink Floyd, actually known as the T set at the time of this recording, a track called Butterfly, written by Syd Barrett. Now, the T set recordings have from time to time been released in extremely limited numbers just in order to keep copyright alive on those recordings. The only officially released songs featuring original Pink Floyd guitarist Rado Close, and also Juliet Gale, Richard Wright's first wife. So the band members Syd Barrett, Rado Close, Roger Waters, Richard Wright, and Nick Mason, with Juliet Gale on backing vocals in a number of the tracks involved. So, from a EP called 1965, their first recordings, The Pink Floyd, a.k.a. the T-Set, with Butterfly.
Phil Gray's
retrospect.
Well, continuing in the Pink Floyd vein, here's a band out of Canada called The 3-to-1. This is considered to be the very first cover of a Pink Floyd song. Came out 3 months after the Pink Floyd version, September 1967. The band, the 3-to-1, a little bit of a novelty there in that they had a woman drummer, Claudette Scripink, in a Moe Tucker moment. So the 3-to-1, track that appears on volume 14 of the Pebbles comp. See Emily play.
But misunderstand.
this time, one man is more severely affected than the others, losing all contact with reality, dropping his rifle, and becoming unable to take any part in the operation. In fact, he has to be withdrawn from the exercise a few minutes later. Section 2 starts to advance to Redwood. The troops have lost their air of urgency, and many men are laughing. Meanwhile, radio communication at the beaches has become difficult, if not impossible. Men with no specific task to perform have relapsed into laughter and inconsequential behavior, though they are still capable of sustained physical effort. This man nearly succeeded in felling this tree using only a spade.
Thank you. this is Scott Holtzman. And if you're 21, you're too old. If you're 14, you're too young. If you're in between, come, walk through the living eye into another world. Take a fantastic voyage through the mist into the inside of an android. Hear the heart beating as it pulsates from the rib cage of total environment. An artificial being programmed by a computer to surround you with emotions you've never known existed. Not until you've walked into the inner world of your imagination. Come, see, feel, and sense it if you dare.
The Living Eye.
1493 Silver Road.
Thank you.
find the truth painted in colors. A rainbow life, my rainbow life, my rainbow life, my rainbow
minutes after the administration of the drug, with one man climbing a tree, the troop commander gives up, saying, "I cannot do anything about this. I cannot control the men, and I can take no action myself. I am wiped out as an attacking force."
That's a set of North American tracks, 3-1 out of Canada, top of the set, covering Pink Floyd's See Emily Play. Then Love, with Signed DC, one of their really well-known tracks, but not so much that version of it. It is off an album called Out Here, fifth album by Love, released December 1969. So Arthur Lee went and recorded three LPs worth of material. One LP was given to Elektra Records to fulfill a contract. That became the album For Sale. The remaining two albums were formed into a double album called Out Here, released December 69, a significantly different version of Signed DC. Then we had The Deep, or actually Rusty Evans, doing a demo for a track with The Deep, later recorded and released by The Third Bardo. I put a video clip up on our Facebook talking about this a little bit. Yeah, it's complicated. Rusty Evans was a band called The Freak Scene. They were better known as The Deep. They were on Columbia Records 1967. Prior to that, lead member Rusty Evans had reassembled the studio-only group to expand on some efforts, moving into fuzz guitar, tape manipulation, also taking in Middle Eastern influences, particularly on that track, My Rainbow Life, which he later recorded with The Third Bardo. Now, Rusty Evans went on to produce a psychedelic folk album, 1969, under an alias of Marcus. So Rusty Evans, My Rainbow Life, and then wrapping the set, The Dovers, very much influenced by British invasion bands. They are an American band from Santa Barbara, California. Their third single, released April 1966, so pretty progressive for 1966, definitively psychedelic, A-side, The Third Eye.
This warped idea of fun has contributed to the fact that one out of every 20 children born in the United States last year was illegitimate.
Time for Global Garage. Here is a fantastic version of Cream's Sunshine of Your Love, titled La Sombra de Tu Amor, out of Mexico. This band is called La Experiencia.
La sombra de ti me hace vivir, oh sí, no puedo olvidar que fuiste de mí, sí, prefiero morir si no estás aquí conmigo, vida. Hasta el fin del mundo, donde solo estemos en la sombra de tu amor.
Culture, so important.
The Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast. We'll be right back.
This is Ravi Shankar. As I travel around the world, I feel that the young people are searching for the means with which to attain peace, happiness, and spiritual awareness. Why not get high on life itself without using any drugs? You young ones, you have the elixir of life. You don't need hard drugs to make your life more meaningful.
Global psychedelic cuts, Mexico's La Experiencia, very obscure band actually, La Sombra de Tu Amor, top of that set. Then we had a guy called Jorge Garverentz. There's a picture up on our Facebook and Instagram. Jorge Garverentz, Armenian-French composer, most notable for his films and his work with Charles Aznavour. So is he a 60s garage artist? No, absolutely not. But the track we had, Hashish Party, instrumental track out of France, from their soundtrack to a film called Un Beau Monstre, sort of French psychedelic funk soundtrack. I thought it fit pretty well with this psychedelic episode of Retrospect. Then a band called The New Group, Spanish band, very obscure. A trio released just one single at the beginning of 1968, a track called She's Eating My Mind, and I found that one on a compilation called Una Saga del Rock Madrileño, Volume 2.
Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heretic.
Here's a band that just lasted for 18 months, recorded only two singles. This one from January 1968 on Philips. They're out of the Netherlands. The band is called Dragonfly. This is the B-side of this 45 called Desert of Almond.
La gente indiferente va. la que y me peiné. Desde el día en que yo me bebí, miré el reloj y era tarde ya. La chaqueta me enfundé, fui a buscar el autobús. Al segundo piso fui a fumar, vi hablar y yo caí con mi soñar. Los cuentan y comprueban bien. La gente que vive aquí ya se sabe cuántos baches cubriría.
And that is Spanish band Los Pops from 1967, their final 45, cover of the Beatles' A Day in the Life, of course, called Un Día de Tantos. Taking us to the end of this psychedelic episode of Retrospect, I do hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget that track listing to every episode is posted up on our Instagram and our Facebook. Just search for Retrospect Garage Punk. Back episodes available across all good podcasting platforms. If you go to our social media, you'll be able to see the link to every episode as well. Your feedback's always welcome. We're going to wrap it with a track by the Animated Egg, studio-only group, fronted by Jerry Cole. He wrote the material for this album, which cashed in on the fad for psychedelic sounds. You know, the sort of thing a uncle or aunt or grandparent might buy you for your Christmas present, thinking that it was a cool new psychedelic album. But some of them were very cool. Psyxploitation is the name given to this material, but a lot of it, I think, is very, very fine. So that's wrapping the episode. Hope you've enjoyed the psychedelia. It's a little bit of a practice run. In a few weeks' time, we're going to be having the second ever Retrospect Psychedelic September. Check out this track, Tomorrow, from the Animated Egg. We'll be right back. Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? Fine, but it's really not appropriate.